Presentation, Agustín Ubieto Areta. He reconquered it. He took refuge in it. He had himself proclaimed emperor there for the first time, and he always felt a certain predilection for the town where the Arba rivers merge. That is why it should not be strange that the Caballeros de Gea want to remember him and honor him publicly on the occasion of the 900 years of his most famous conquest, Zaratustra. Of the many possible ways to do it, they have chosen one that will last in time, a book. But not any book. It is a biography narrated in the form of a story, a biobook, if I may say so, but with a historical fidelity beyond any doubt, commendable. Thus, we find the texts, all of them attached to what his two most prestigious biographers have told us about the king who was a fighter, but with a simple and attractive language and dialogues for those who wish to enter the character for the first time. From the children. The drawings have reproduced with absolute mastery and fidelity the scenarios, all of them perfectly recognizable, as well as their narrated scenes. What this book story does is but to throw to the four winds an incontestable reality that we are perhaps before the most decisive man in the history of Aragon, but not because it is said so in these pages, but because it was thus seen by his friends and enemies of the time, whether they were Castilians, Muslims, or Europeans. Just a few examples. Neither before nor after him was there in Aragon a king who rivaled him neither in strength nor in wisdom or in bellicosity, wrote the author of the Chronicle of Alfonso VII, which we cannot forget is a Castilian chronicle that recounts the deeds of his great opponent. Also in Castile, but in the 13th century, they still saw him as a warlike and magnanimous man who waged many battles in which he was the victor and caused great evils to the enemy. For his part, a Muslim chronicler, Ibn al-Athir, says of him nothing less than, "No Christian prince surpassed him in courage, in ardor to fight the Muslims or in resistance. Allah, with his death, allowed the faithful to breathe, and he saved them from being exposed to his blows." For the Europe of his time, he was a hero. So a medieval Frank chronicle said of him that so much was the fame of his name exalted that some considered him a new Julius Caesar, others a second Charlemagne. The Caballeros de Gea have had an excellent idea. It would be good that those who have initiative like this could find more understanding and help from those who can lend it.